Your papers this morning are leading with some pretty good news stories. The Examiner has that story of those new pharmaceutical jobs coming to Cork. The Independent has news that there's a new scheme to help keep post offices open. And the Irish Times reports that new guidelines will allow some of those in debt to claim as a legitimate expense a week's holiday in a caravan in Ireland. The other front page stories are not so cheery, however. The Irish Times has that report that a new COVID-19 variant has arrived in Ireland. The Examiner says that debts are pushing farming families to crisis point. And the Star and Mirror report that a gangland feud led to petrol bomb attacks on two homes in Dublin over the weekend. The papers say the homes belong to people unconnected with crime and included the house of a woman whose son had been shot dead last month. On the front page of the Irish Daily Mail, there's a story about a politician who had to sleep in his car for two nights. Apparently, hotel rooms are in such demand in Dublin that the man from the west of Ireland couldn't find one and was afraid of sleeping in the office in Leinster House in case he set off an alarm. The politician didn't want to be named in the Mail because he said it sounded like whinging, given that some families are finding it difficult to find housing. The front page of the Irish News carries the story that 3D printed guns can be made for as cheaply as £160, while the main story in the Belfast Telegraph reports that Northern Irish doctors are warning patients that it's too risky to travel abroad for weight loss surgery. There are, of course, several stories about the war in Ukraine in the papers, and one photo that's arresting in its simplicity. It's of a group of smiling people surrounded by luggage at a railway station, and they're holding an Irish flag. The photo appears in the Irish Times and is taken by journalist Ronan McGreevy. It could be of an Irish group heading off to a team event abroad, but Ronan writes that this is part of a group of exhausted Ukrainians who arrived in Dublin yesterday. They were helped escape by Russian volunteers, and the part of Ukraine they've come from is the city of Mariupol. And you wonder what those smiling eyes have seen over the past few weeks. That's in the Irish Times. The Irish Independent has two contrasting stories of the work of two men in Dublin, one marvellous and one miserable. The marvellous one is a scientist in UCD, David O'Connell, who's made a breakthrough in his research that could lead to a new class of anti-Alzheimer's drugs. The other man is not named, but he's described as a rogue roofer who conned a pensioner out of €850. Gardaí say that even though he's been identified, he's changed his name and is continuing to target the elderly in the Dublin area. Also in The Independent, the Derry Girls still feature even after the series has ended, this time courtesy of Minister Heather Humphreys. During a speech this weekend, she referred to Northern Irish politicians arguing, and she quoted from one of the Derry Girls who said, "We have to be brave, and if our dreams get broken along the way, we have to make new ones from the pieces." And finally, if you're having trouble getting going this morning, don't look at the Nick Bradshaw picture on the front page of the Irish Times. It's of a young fox with its mouth wide open, yawning. And just looking at it makes you want to go back to bed.